take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I got to take a break. We're at some pretty high altitude here. It's 7,200 feet in Idaho Springs, Colorado. I am the guest of Reefer Rob. Say hi, Rob. We also got Lively Libra hanging out here. And Wiz Calico's way over there.
Hey,
we're having a good time up here in Idaho Springs. I had to come up and see my good friend, and we're going to talk a little later in the show about the transition from persecution in Iowa to bud tending in Colorado. That's quite a trek, and we'll tell you all about it in Lively Libra's story coming up later up on the show. But on the show today, we got a great interview for our Reformers Reader segment. Kip Zonderkop joins us. He's talking about his book, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. And I kind of like it because he's not talking about just growing cannabis. He's also talking about techniques you can use, organic growing and so forth, for growing good foodstuffs as well. And I think that's a good move. I think, you know, the more we move toward sustainable farming for our food as well as our medicine, our cannabis, the better off we'll all be. So stay tuned for that. Kip Zonderkop's coming up at half past. We'll have time for the Radical Rant segment. Like I said, we're going to have some discussion here. We're going to talk a little bit about the state of Colorado's laws, what's coming around politically here in Colorado, how that's affecting the companies, the workers, and the consumers in the recreational and the medical side with some folks here who are living it, and they can give us some direct experience on what's going on. Also on the show today, we have got time for our drug war data mining. There's a new study out from the Pew Center for Research that has some great demographic information on marijuana legalization. We'll cover that in great detail in drug war data mining. We've also got, instead of a behind the headlines, more of a cannabis chronicles today. We're going to take a look at a story on Forbes magazine about a marijuana delivery service that has just done its first round of funding and broken the $10 million mark for a startup. We'll talk a little bit about that and get into the finance of the legal marijuana industry as it develops. But everything starts off, of course, with our 420 radio news. And in the headlines today, we've got another state poised to become a CBD-only state. We'll tell you which one. We've got majorities of voters in two more key swing states that support marijuana legalization and overwhelmingly support medical marijuana. We'll tell you which two. We've got some data from the Oregon Poison Center that is talking about how often kids in Oregon are ingesting marijuana products accidentally. We've got the app called Tinder for marijuana users clearing a very important hurdle, getting approved by Google and Apple to be sold through their stores, respectively. And in Florida, their limited medical marijuana law that's CBD only might be getting opened up to greater levels of THC. We'll tell you all about that coming up in the 420 radio news right after these first break. And then, of course, stay tuned for hour two, Toker Talk Radio, where I'm sure the torches will get lit and we'll have ourselves a good time getting lit as well. Stay tuned with us. It's the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org, coming to you live 7,200 feet in the air in Idaho Springs, Colorado. I kind of feel at home being a kid from Idaho, wearing a Boise State hat at that. Stay tuned. The news is next.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally.
Support for 420 Radio comes from Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, a guide to gardening with nature, authored by Kip Zonderkopf. Based on the ethos that a living soil is the foundation of a thriving garden, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies is your guide to naturally growing resinous buds and nutrient-rich veggies. Get the ebook now with instant download at kickassorganics.com. Previews available on Amazon, iTunes, Nook, Google Play, Kobo, and many other online retailers.
Funky Roller Ring.
This is Big Daddy, and I want you to join me every Thursday night for some good old soul, funk, and disco at the Funky Roller Ring on 420 Radio. You dig?
Tired of storing your herb in back alley baggies? Then keep your herb fresh and protected with Pottles. Pottles are airtight and odor free, not to mention they're reusable, BPA free, and UV resistant. Pottles come in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors, so go check out Pottles at mypottles.com. Use the code STASH to get an additional 10% off. Again, that's mypottles.com, mypottles.com, and tell them Radical Russ sent ya.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Melville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. Lawmakers in Tennessee unanimously passed a bill yesterday allowing the limited use of cannabis by medical patients suffering from seizures. The law, headed to the governor's desk for signing, would allow someone diagnosed with epilepsy or other types of seizures to use cannabis oil, including children suffering from infantile spasms. The Senate voted 26-0 to pass the bill. The House followed suit just minutes later, voting 95-0. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam signed a law last year giving researchers the green light to study the benefits of cannabis oil in clinical tests. The bill, introduced by Republican State Representative Jeremy Faison, would exclude cannabis oil from being included under the definitions of marijuana, and any cannabis oil prescribed in the state must contain less than 0.9% THC, the compound in marijuana that produces a high. The oil must be acquired from out of state. Majority of voters in key swing states of Colorado and Virginia back the legalization of marijuana for personal use and overwhelmingly support the legalization of medicinal marijuana, a new poll shows. 54% of Virginia voters support recreational pot compared to 41% who oppose it, and 62% favor it in Colorado, where marijuana is legal, compared to 34% opposed, according to results from a Quinnipiac poll released Tuesday. In Iowa, voters are divided on the issue at 47% apiece. But at least 86% of voters in each state support allowing adults to use marijuana for medical purposes. A Quinnipiac poll released last week showed similar numbers in the key presidential states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, where majorities of voters supported the legalization of marijuana, and at least 84% of voters in each state supported the legalization of medical marijuana. 11 school-aged children were treated at Oregon healthcare facilities for marijuana ingestion in 2014, according to Oregon Poison Center data. The previous year, 7 children younger than 5 were treated at healthcare facilities after ingesting cannabis. In 2012, the number was 10. The Oregon Poison Center, a statewide agency, does not track the types of marijuana ingested, whether the child ate a marijuana-infused edible or some other form of the drug, or the circumstances around the incident. Poison Center calls involving a young child who has ingested marijuana are typically referred to a hospital for observation, said Dr. Zane Horowitz, medical director of the Oregon Poison Center. Quote, they usually get observed for a few hours until they are more coherent and stable, end quote, he said. It's been called Tinder for marijuana users, but Todd Mitchum hopes his app will be much more. Now, the founder of what may be the first social network for cannabis fans has passed a critical early hurdle as Apple and Google's own rules about the industry evolve. When Hi There launched just 2 months ago, promising to connect people for whom marijuana consumption is a key lifestyle trait, it had a key restriction in the App Store and in Android's Google Play. The app could only be downloaded by users in states in which the cannabis industry had been made legal. With 100,000 plus tourists expected to descend upon Denver for 420, a holiday for marijuana enthusiasts, the app was set to miss out on a major opportunity as potential users from other states like Texas, where the drug is still banned, might visit and download, but then be unable to stay in touch within their home state. The leader of the Senate's move to jumpstart Florida's medical marijuana industry has agreed to increase the level of euphoria-inducing THC in the limited types of pot allowed under a nearly year-old law. Senate Regulated Industries Chairman Rob Bradley also has signed off on a change to make room for nurseries that don't meet current criteria in the law, which restricts dispensing organizations to growers who have been in business in Florida for at least 30 years and grow a minimum of 400,000 plants. None of the state's black farmers would be eligible under the current law. Bradley told the News Service of Florida on Monday he is holding off on a medical marijuana bill scheduled to be heard and amended on the Senate floor Tuesday until next week. Until recently, Bradley had resisted attempts to change the levels of THC, which is now capped at just 0.8%. This has been your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. I'm Russ Belleville.
Radio, freeing your mind 24 hours a day.
The Fingerboard extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, the state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 14 and a half after the hour, and I saw this interesting article on Forbes.com. You know, Forbes, that's the magazine for people with commas in their bank account, plural. And it opens up by saying a $10 million Series A funding round. And right off the bat, I have to stop because I don't know a whole lot about investing or any of that. But out on the road trip out here through Idaho and Wyoming, I got to listen to the Startup podcast, and I actually learned that a Series A funding round is that first round of going out and getting money from people. It's usually before you've got a product, before you've got a revenue stream. It's the very first round of let's try and make this thing happen. So most of these startups, you know, trying to get $10 million for something that's just an idea is pretty difficult to hit. And when it comes to marijuana startups, it's almost unheard of until now. You may have heard of this startup called Eaze. It's E-A-Z-E. And it's a service that connects medical marijuana patients with dispensaries, kind of a delivery service. And Tuesday, they announced, just today, they announced that they have hit the they've announced the $10 million funding round. And so amazing that they're getting such response on this. The founder, Keith McCarty, says that, quote, it signals that technology services can be successful service, can successfully service the cannabis category. It also signals that regulatory landscapes are loosening up and venture capitalists see the broader market continuing in that direction. It's basically what he's calling it is an Uber for weed. Like no matter where you're at and you need weed, you punch this thing up and you can get some weed driven to you. And because a lot of these states, the non-profit exchange between adults is perfectly legal. So they're probably working something around there. But usually these startups, when they get their first funding, it's usually just from a couple of angel investors. Sometimes it'll put this out, but the venture capital firms haven't jumped in so far. This is a big milestone in the development of the cannabis industry. And there's a couple of other things. Peter Thiel's fund, he's the guy who's the co-founder of PayPal. He's invested $75 million into Privateer Holdings. Now, that's a bit of a different cat because Privateer Holdings holds many marijuana businesses. They've got Leafly. They've got Tilray, the medical marijuana guys up in Canada, I think. They had, I can't remember the name of the company, but it's a warehousing company in Washington State for these big marijuana grows. So it is happening. The big eight-figure deals are happening now in the marijuana industry. The spokeswoman for Eaze, her name's Caroline Vespi, said that there's a big difference that's happened over the past 6 months. When Peter Thiel announced his funding of Privateer, that kind of opened the floodgates for other folks. She says, quote, a lot of it has to do with the Peter Thiel announcement. It's okay to talk about funding a weed startup, whereas 6 months ago, it was a little dicey, end quote. Some other, the people that led the investment in this Eaze was something called DCM Ventures. They were leaders in the round. And also Fresh VC, that'd be Fresh Venture Capital, I suppose, 500 Startups, I guess another group, and Casa Verde Capital, which is a new weed fund that has been begun by Snoop Dogg. Now that's good news, you know, Snoop Dogg getting involved in this and putting his money where his mouth is here. But as all this investment keeps happening, one of the things that does bother me a little bit is not giving back to building that market. You know, there are a lot of nonprofits out there, a lot of normal chapters, SSDPs, LEAP, ASA, a lot of groups out there that are trying to build that market for you guys, trying to give you more places to invest, trying to set up more legality and better regulations in the places where you're currently investing. So think about that as you're going through these venture capital rounds and trying to raise money, that some of it needs to go back. You got to give back and try to make this a better industry for everyone who's involved in it. Now, there's also a whole lot of information here about these apps that are launching. Of course, we've got a 420 radio app that we are launching. We're announcing it over the Cannabis Cup here for 420. Unfortunately, the app won't be ready for download because surprisingly, as was mentioned in our news, how Hi There had to go through Google and Apple Store, their regulations. We do as well. So we're kind of on hold right now trying to get through Google and the Apple Store. But we'll be handing out about 2,500 cards telling folks about the 420 Radio app. And as soon as it's ready, if you would like an email to tell you when it's ready for download, you can send me an email, radicalruss@gmail.com. We'll put you on the email list and let you know just as soon as that 420 Radio app is ready for your iPhone or for your Android phone. It's going to be great. Give you the live stream. And in future iterations of the app, you'll be able to do one-click podcast subscriptions, be able to use social networking, your Facebook, your Twitter, to tell people what you're listening to point them to. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. It's 420 here in Denver. Coming up next on West Coast.
Four20 Radio, your ticket to Seattle Hemp Fest. Are you in the market for portable vaporizers now? Get online to vapes.buzz, the quick and easy link to portablevaporizersnow.com. Vapes.buzz has everything you are looking for, including vape pens, herbal vaporizers, e-juice, parts, accessories, and more. Visit vapes.buzz and use promo code 420RADIO to get 10% off your online purchase, or just give them a call at 866-264-2415. Vapes.buzz. Get vaping, baby!
Funky Roller Ring.
What's happening, Groovy Cats? This is your Funk Master of Ceremonies, Big Daddy. And I want you to join me every Thursday night at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, right here at the Funky Roller Ring. Your home of soul, funk, and disco, baby.
Funky-licious.
There's always a party at the Funky Roller Ring.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Drug War Data Mines. It's 22, almost 23 after the hour, coming to you live from Idaho Springs, Colorado, at 7,200 feet elevation. And for the data mine today, we're turning to a new poll that comes to us from the Pew Research Center for U.S. Politics and Policy. And the headline is, in debate over legalizing marijuana, disagreement over drugs dangers. And so in addition to the poll, they actually asked people if they supported or opposed marijuana. Why? So we'll take a look at some of this. First of all, the Pew Center overall number shows that 53% of Americans favor the legal use of marijuana, 44% are opposed. And that's an amazing change, because just as recently as 2006, it was 32% support for marijuana legalization. I would note that around 2007 is when my talk radio career started, and I started talking about legalization, so obviously that is what made it rise so quickly. Anyway, they also list this out by the generations. Millennials, the young generation, age 18 to 34, are 68% in favor of marijuana legalization. But every generation, except for people ages 70 to 87, support legalization and have seen a sharp increase in their support over the past decade. And it's also found that the supporters of legalizing marijuana are far more likely than opponents to say that they have changed their mind on the issue. That is to say, more people who didn't want it legal have changed their mind to want it legal than people who have wanted it legal have changed their mind to make it illegal. As once people have decided it should be legal, they tend to stay that way. 30% say they support legalizing marijuana and always have, while another 21% say they've changed their minds. That means in the span of a decade, one out of five people have changed their mind on marijuana legalization. 35% say they oppose legalization and always have. And folks, I'm here to tell you that they probably always will. There's just going to be one out of three people are just going to always be ignorant on the issue by choice. They're going to, you know, choose to be ignorant on the issue because there's no reason to be ignorant at this point in time. And we may never get them to support marijuana legalization. By contrast, 7% of the people changed their mind. They used to support legalization, now they don't. So remember, it was 21% who changed their mind yes, 7% that changed their mind to no. That tells me for every one that changed their mind no, we've got three that changed their mind yes. That is a great demographic trend that it can only continue. Now they asked people why they support legalization. And the people that support legalization, 41% support the medicinal benefits of cannabis. They just say, because it's good for me in some sort of way. 36% say that it's not as dangerous as other drugs. 27% cite the benefits of taxing and regulating it, making the tax revenue. 12% say the current enforcement is expensive and problematic. Prohibition doesn't work. And 9%, just 9%, come in with the civil liberties argument. People should be able to do it if they want to. All use is none ya. Now, when it comes to the people that oppose marijuana, the people that oppose it say that, let's see, get down here, the most frequently cited case is that it hurts society and is bad for individuals. 43% of the people that oppose marijuana legalization thinks that it hurts society and is bad for people. 30% say it's a dangerous, addictive drug. 19% say it should be illegal and needs to be policed. And this is something I think is a good sign. Only 11% cite the gateway drug theory, and only 8% are citing that it's bad for young people. And even among the people that think marijuana ought to be illegal, 7% say that only recreational use should be illegal, but medicinal use should be okay. So as we take a look at these demographics, especially the younger voices that are supporting this. This is just good news for the continuing shift in America's opinions on marijuana legalization. We've also got numbers on the racial demographics here. Majorities of both blacks and whites support legalizing marijuana. In fact, blacks at 58%, whites at 55%, but just 40% of Hispanics support legalization. There definitely needs to be much more outreach to the Latino community on the issue of marijuana legalization to understand why it benefits their communities as well. We also see the typical demographic gap in gender. Men are 57% in favor. Women are 49%. But they are in favor. That's a plurality. Women are 49-48. So that's definitely making up some ground. 59% of Democrats support legalization, 58% of independents, but just 39% of Republicans. So we know where the opposition to marijuana legalization lies. It lies with older voters, it lies with Republican voters, and surprisingly, it lies with Hispanic voters. So we will keep an eye on these data. You can find this at the Pew Center website, people-press.org. That's people-press.org. And you can bring all that information up, and we'll have a breakdown of that on the RadicalRust.com website just as soon as we can get to it. Again, 53% overall in favor of legalization.
420 Radio, your ticket to the High Times Cannabis Cups. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
There's so much I worry about as a mom. Stephen Harper thinks that organized crime should continue to profit from marijuana prohibition. Imagine regulating marijuana like alcohol and cigarettes with a strong and clear educational message. making it more difficult for my kids and your kids to access. Drug dealers don't ask for ID. Stephen Harper does not have the kind of judgment we need to protect our children, authorized by the Normal Women's Alliance of Canada.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney." Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com.
The best weapon you can have in the Prohibition War is your mind. Fill your head with the knowledge you need by checking out this latest entry in the Russ Belville Show's Reformer's Reader.
Now I bring you a recorded interview with Kip Zonderkopf, the author of Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. We recorded this a while back and glad to replay it for you. All right, welcome back, everyone. Today for our Reformers Reader segment, we are joined by Kip Zonderkopf, who's joining us all the way from Germany via Skype. Kip, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
And the book that we're talking about today is, I love the title of this, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. Tell us a little bit about your book.
It's an organic gardening book, and within that itself is not unique, but when I was sort of getting into this about 3 or 4 years ago, I wanted to grow organically and did quite a bit of research. And I just felt that there was a gap in between what I saw people on internet discussion boards practicing and what was out there in the literature so far. And so what I think is the big difference is the permaculture bent to this style of gardening. And what you're trying to do is sort of mimic natural systems, even if it's inside of a tent. And a quick example of that is I had worms, earthworms, compost worms, in my soil, even with the plants growing in it. And, you know, they aerate the roots, and it makes it more like a natural system that would be out if I was gardening outside. And so I liked all these what I call sort of nature hacks, where you, instead of using a bottle, you use alfalfa meal or kelp, soak that for a while, put it on your plant, and, you know, things work out great.
You know, with this title, Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, one of the things that stands out to me is we have a lot of books in the cannabis community on growing cannabis, but not a lot on veggies or the comparison between the two. What are some of the similarities and differences when it comes to setting up these gardens?
Sure. And I just mentioned another book by the Rev, True Living Organics, TLO. I think his techniques also are equally applicable to veggies, and he talks a little bit about that. I put that in there because I think most people, there's an emphasis on, you know, I need to do this, and it's very specific for cannabis. And I think if you look to more general practices, then you come out ahead, and you have more established practices as well. Obviously, cannabis does have specific things like lighting cycles that you don't have to mess with other plants. As far as gardening, it's interesting. I read a lot of general gardening books when I was writing this book. And what is the big difference, I think, is the complexity people go into to grow really good cannabis. Where veggies, it's they go through a more basic level of just putting some compost and then you're done. One thing that works great for both veggies and cannabis is adding minerals, rock dust, to your soil. And for the veggies and for the cannabis, it makes the plants less susceptible to bugs and things like this. But for the veggies, it makes them actually more nutritious. And they've shown our veggies and our general veggies that you buy at the grocery store have become less nutritious as we go along in time because the mineral content in soil has degraded. Wow. And so, you know, I think I just wanted that information out there to say, hey, grow pot, but grow veggies as well, and you'll get a nutritious and also the plants will be healthier and happier. Differences, I would say, if you really want to just grow champion veggies, then you would follow almost everything in the book. What I try to explain as well in Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies is that you can simplify things, and so my soil mix can have 5 ingredients in it, or it can have 15. And, you know, if you're growing in the middle of California where there's lots of mites and you need everything, then you do the 15. But if it's just tomatoes, then you put in the first 5, and you're going to be way better off than if you just bought a commercial soil.
Okay. Now, Kip, another thing that's happening as more and more states are legalizing both recreational cannabis and medical uses of cannabis, people that may have never grown cannabis before are taking it up for the first time. If right. someone is already a skilled gardener with veggies, how much does this book help them transition the skills they already have in their veggie garden to becoming good cannabis growers?
I think even for people who grow cannabis, there might be a few things in there they haven't come across. And, you know, I think that alone is worth the admission price of, I think right now it's $4.99 on Amazon, and I do a combo of files for $6.99 on kickassorganics.com. And for the veggie grower, there's one chapter that's dedicated to cannabis, and it takes through a lot of the basics, but I think in a way that's just very informative, and you can get up to speed without trying to read 3 or 4 different sites and have contradictory information. They're even for the vegetable gardens, you know, they'll learn something that is called an enzyme tea, and it's a cool little technique where you get seed sprouts and you sprout them very early, and then you blend them up, and these have all these enzymes that really feed all the microbes that are in your soil and the plants themselves. And, you know, for a bottle of enzymes, a gardening product is going to be $10, $20, $30, but then you can do this your own with seeds. I think that, in addition to the cannabis chapter, you know, they'll be ready to go. And I make it clear, too, that if you're wanting to go advanced techniques, especially with cannabis, because there's 100 different ways to grow it, I show you where you need to look as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're speaking with Kip Zonderkop. He's the author of Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. You can find the ad on 420radio.org. Just click that link, and it'll take you right to the information. But, Kip, give people the other links if they need them, you know, Facebook or Amazon, or how they can get
sure.
a hold of your book.
Sure. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Kick-Ass Organics, just / after Facebook.com. My website as well is kickassorganics.com. And I'm on Twitter, also Kick-Ass Organics.
Oh, very well branded. Now, Kip, what is your background? How did you come to grow cannabis and veggies and the study that you put into this book?
Yeah, it's something I'm American, I think you can hear that, and I grew up in America, and just graduated in 2008, and it was sort of a tough time for a new grad to get a job, and I ended up getting a job in Germany. Germany, where I live, very nice place, very beautiful place, but something that was always organically happened was I would find a connection or something, but it just never happened or very rarely happened. And so I was like, well, you know, I've always been curious, you know, let's try to do this. I'm not in the ideal place. I live just across the main criminal courthouse in my city. And what was also funny, it was one of this crime of the decades were going on while I was doing all this. And so there was police on my streets, and I live in a big apartment building, not a big apartment building, but 6-story apartment building, which is also full of bureaucrats. And so there was always police on the street. And so I did my research, especially for keeping the odors down and all that stuff. So that sort of all came together. And I started, and I had a space in the garage at least where I could do this. And I was okay until the very end, about the last month, because I grew a sativa, and those take longer. But I was ready for it to be done.
Wow.
For the, I guess, sort of the research, I just thought, well, you know, these guys, they have great information. and they share it freely, and I would like to formalize it. And it's a lot of work to do this. But I think in the end, if more people are just aware of, for example, the bigger pots you grow in general, the bigger your plants grow, you know? I mean, these are just these little things that I would never have been aware of unless I was part of these boards, and that's what I like about the book. It's sort of a community book. Certainly my voice is in there, but some of these techniques were from these very clever gardeners who, you know, shared them freely, and now we get a better book because of it.
Yeah, fantastic. The book is Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies, and we're speaking with Kip Zonderkop, and Kip's talking to us from Germany via Skype, and that leads me to wonder about international editions. Is this published only in English? Is it in German? How can people get this?
Yes, it's currently only in English, and this is, at least from what I've been seeing from my internet traffic as well, the primary interest is in America. But yeah, if it starts going, I think Spanish makes sense. Apparently, Italy is looking into loosening their laws, and so. But for now, yeah, it's English. And one thing I hadn't mentioned up to now is obviously this book is for gardeners, but I think consumers could benefit from this book as well, because right now there's no standard for what is organic in the cannabis industry. And so I think once you read this, then you'll be able to ask the information of, like, you know, what do you use for pesticides? What do you put in your soils? And you would have a little bit more insight on, if you want to do it, that's great. But if you don't want to do it, I think then when you go up to the dispensary, you're armed with a little bit more knowledge in what you're buying.
That's a good point. Now, Kip, where you're at in Germany, is there any move to legalize medically, recreationally? Are you safe? How are things going in the future?
Yeah, well, it's sane. You know, the Constitutional Court had ruled that low, like 5 grams or less, is not a priority for the government. And so if you're in Berlin, you could absolutely smoke a joint out in public and you'll be fine. Where I'm at, that would not be fine. But even if, let's say, worst case scenario, my small grow of 3 or 4 plants, they got busted, the prosecutor would not bring charges generally. Generally, they only bring charges when it's a big thing. And so I would say also in general, even though I had all these police around me, in general, they are more professionally trained, and they're not looking to go, I'm going to go get someone today. You know, mm-hmm. I never get that attitude with the German police. They usually are trying here to help you. And so it's a little tricky, but I sleep okay at night.
That's good to hear. Kip Zonderkop calling us from Germany. The book is Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. Look him up on Kick-Ass Organics on all of the social media and online. And Kip, want to thank you for joining us here on the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
It was a pleasure.
All right, let's get back. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, big thanks to Kip Zonderkop for the book Kick-Ass Cannabis and Veggies. Good interview. Check him out, Kick-Ass Organics, on the social media. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have a little discussion of the state of Colorado marijuana legalization. What's coming up? What are they fighting for? What are they worried about? How is medical and recreational working together, or are they? I'll tell you what I've heard so far, give you some of my perspective. Plus, we got Lively Libra here, Reefer Rob, and Wiz Calico. It's kind of a round table, except the table's square. Anyway, we got pizza coming. We got concentrates. It's a good time. We'll be back right after this.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, turning red states and blue states green. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Continue the conversation with Radical Russ online. Visit RadicalRuss.com and email RadicalRuss@gmail.com.
All right, we're getting things ready here in Idaho Springs. Plus, make sure you stay tuned for Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio. Electric Bob will be calling in. We'll get some Electric Tuesday daily Toker tunes for you. Also tell you more about what's happening with our interviews and our live tours we're going to go on. Looks like we're going to go see a couple of mega huge grow sites. We'll get that video for you on my YouTube channel. Check out youtube.com/RadicalRuss, the video home of the Russ Belville Show, for special events only. We're back with the Radical Rant after this.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for the rant. We're here in Idaho Springs, Colorado, and I got to continue kind of a rant I was going on before about the price of weed. The price of weed is too damn high. If I had to buy legal weed here in Colorado at $65 for a half gram cartridge and $10 for a salad joint, with the amount of weed I consume, I would go broke very quickly. So you know what I'd do in that circumstance? I wouldn't go without weed. I'd do what I did in Idaho. I'd have a guy. I'd know someone who's growing weed, and we'd have a deal, and I'd be getting it cheap. I'd be getting it $200 an ounce, or whatever the friend rate is in this state. So I'm joined here by Reefer Rob and Lively Libra, who live here in this state and work within the cannabis industry. And I'll just put the question to you, why is the price of weed so damn high?
Taxes.
Why not? 65 was before the taxes even came in.
Yeah, well, it is 17.9% on the retail side of my dispensary, and it's 7.9% on the medical side. So we know that they made a shit ton of profit alone in taxes in 1 year of legalization.
Yeah.
So it is all about the money. And that should set her free, right? Everybody else wants a cut.
Yeah.
Because that's how why she's prohibited.
Yeah.
And once the science, because the babies are popped right now, the RFP went out, we got the real science, the NIDA quality research. They no longer, because of Sanjay Gupta, can ignore the science and only fund anti-marijuana studies. And so the cat's out of the bag, I think. I'm really hopeful now. I wasn't a year ago before I started living this. But I'm hopeful that in 2016 we'll just go full legal.
Yeah,
but
I hope so.
I think medical's going to get thrown under the bus along the way from what I'm seeing.
And that, I heard that from, we interviewed Kayvan Kalatbari from Denver Relief, and he talked about how lately the prices have been coming down.
Yes, because we finally reached critical mass. Here's what's happening at the dispensary. Three or four times a day when I'm on the retail side or the medical side, I have other dispensaries in the Mountain or in Denver calling up and saying, hey, we got some premium, blah, 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 wholesale. And I'm like, hey, we got some wholesale. You want to buy? And they hang up. So we are at critical mass. We've reached the old supply demand prices. I predict will go down.
Let's hope
but
so.
People will pay it. People will pay 20 a gram with taxes out the door. We have a 15% off sale. It's 17 a gram, and people will pay that shit on the retail side. In Colorado, medical prices are half that, and better quality, higher milligram edibles, less bullshit. And you're right. What people do here is they grow their six plants, or they grow a bunch of plants. You know, Rob and I both have medical cards, and so I can grow. I used to be able to grow 24. I went down to 20 this year. I went to a different doctor and didn't fight it, you know, but I'm that sick. Between old lady stuff, because I made a point that I need concentrates and lotions and stuff like that. So I can legally grow 26, my 6 rec and my 20 medical. And so I can also designate a dispensary, which I have chosen Kind Love. We have since, you know, we first shopped around. It's the best dispensary, medical, only in Cherry Creek, in a beautiful mansion. They make their own products. They are like quadruple what you can buy. I won't mention the company that you can only get a like 100 milligrams in this 8-ounce bottle of topical lotion for old ladies that seeps in right away, and the cannabis doesn't get my head high like I tell my customers, but gets my body wonderfully relaxed. This has 400 milligrams as opposed to 100 that you can get out, you know, commercially.
Yeah.
So the mom and pop shops we're reading all over the place are going down. Medical Colorado is looking at grandfathering it out once it expires. When is that? Do you know? It's like in the next year or two.
Don't know.
Because they can't make the fucking profits back to taxes that off of the patients, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the price of a badge to work in the industry went from $75 to $150. They doubled that because they know that you'll make your money back and you'll pay that because we can, you know, get our money working for $11 an hour, absolutely no benefits, and only if you're a cute young thing, usually can you buy 10. So luckily I found a mom and pop shop up here that grows all of their own weed. They just suspended the 70% rule,
right,
for you have to grow. So now all these warehouses in Denver, you can look in the westward, and right now it's $89 for an ounce. You can get ads for that, but it's gross pot. I've heard it's bad, boo boo, old blah. Yeah. So you get what you pay for, like you always do in prohibition. People come in every day, say, well, I can get $20 an ounce weed in insert state. I say, yeah, I could in Iowa too, but it ain't legal. I'm not afraid of getting arrested here. I'll pay for that any day. What sure. You complaining about? And people complain 5 minutes waiting in a lobby for buying pot. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
And I must better than a half hour in the parking lot.
I must have got the guy thing from you, because it's like, God, if you never lived, you called a guy who has to call a guy who calls a guy, and it's 5 days later.
Yeah.
Or the
exactly.
Summer of 84 when the whole country was fucking in a drought and there was no pot for August.
I think the thing that gets me though is that when you've got that medical side where the prices are lower and everybody's getting by on that, my thing is that I don't want patients to suffer. It's not like I think they should be subject to the lower limits of rec. I think medical should be opened up to all.
Exactly.
Like, so we should all get that same low price. We should all get that same treatment.
So legalize and stop living that dichotomy where there's a fucking parking lot beside every bar. You've said that.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's cameras in dispensaries. Regulate it like alcohol, my ass. There's a camera. Minimum specs you have to do as a dispensary. It costs you a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
That the state can patch in at any time if any trouble occurs, which it never does. You know, the biggest thing the Denver Post can come up with is like, oh, we did a sting because they hired 23 new cops to work at the marijuana enforcement division. So what they do is they send in adults with expired licenses because they know we won't let kids in to
right,
buy weed.
Zero.
The kids don't try because they can buy cheaper, better weed on the street grown
right.
by their parents at home.
Right.
It's fucking unreal.
Right. And if I had to live here in Colorado, like I said, I would be getting mine from a guy. My situation of having lived in Idaho or Colorado wouldn't have been that much different aside from the quality and right. the access and availability.
Yeah. Well, they're messing with private caregivers here. Everything. It's only going to be big time and concentrates everything. It's big warehouse. Closed loop extraction systems only allowed for making concentrates.
Yeah. We're going to see that.
They want to put the kibosh on the little guy.
What's that?
You'd likely find a higher quality doing that as well.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, you know, did we want legalization to go from being the consumers being gouged by an illegal entity that was charging prohibition profit versus now being gouged by legal entities?
How can we do both and? How can we say I can grow a few more plants than you because I'm a little sicker? But everybody can grow and it's legal and we have individual rights to what we put in our body, and don't fuss with all the other bullshit, and don't have me be afraid that there's a child living in my home, and just because I have a pipe, that child's gonna be taking it away from me, because that is occurring here as well, in
yep.
a legal environment.
Yeah.
The reefer madness still lives. And every new governor election, we're like, oh, is it going to be marijuana friendly or not? And you got to deal with an asshole versus a marijuana friendly governor candidate. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Some of this may just be having been the state that had to go first.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to have to run through these roadblocks and the rest of us get to kind of learn some lessons.
Well, Washington eliminated medical immediately. Why was that?
They've been trying to.
I thought it went away.
No, they've still got it. They're, right now, there's a couple of bills in the Washington legislature that would do a lot of, they would end the collective gardens, they would reduce the plant counts for patients, and I forget all the details.
How many can you grow individually in both of those legal states?
Currently,
now?
In Washington state, as a patient, you can grow 15 plants or 45 collectively. And I think they're wanting to bring that down to 6 plants per person and match what they don't currently have home grow for recreational users in Washington. So they're going to give the recreational users.
Yeah, that wheat fairy shit. That's what you say all the time. Wheat fairy just.
So they're going to finally give recreational users the right to home grow 6 plants, but bringing the ones down to that same 6 plants.
Because.
They fair. Want it to be the same number,
and
I
then
guess.
We don't have to have a legal entity wasting our taxpayer dollars regulating whether you're sick or not.
Right. And for me, I think once you've established that adults are good growing 15 plants, let adults grow 15 plants. You know, yeah. In Oregon, we established that they can have 24 plants. Why does being healthy mean you should grow fewer plants? The gist of it is generally, well, you divert it then to the black market. Now, I'd argue a patient's more likely to divert it black market because they're sick and on disability and could use the money more than the healthy guy that might not divert it on the black market. But regardless, anybody could divert it to the black market.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, so still alive and well.
But it doesn't matter if you're healthy or sick.
Yeah, and it's kicking the quality of the ass because everybody picks it early. There's no amber development in your trichomes. It's really bad. You know, most of the recreational pot you buy and even medical pot, you got to be really picky, you know.
So what other things are they trying to do to the laws up here that you're just making you mad?
The concentrate stuff is pretty important because, you know, I was working one day in the retail room and a dude from the East Coast, I think Maine, called up and he goes, well, we're looking at legislation for vaporization being legal only, not combusting it, vaporizing the, or, you know, the flower. And I said, okay, well, that will, first of all, help me as an old woman. And he was surprised that I knew so much from my brush with Dr. Mitch when he tried to get the menopause study going in vaporization, because I noticed a dramatic relief with concentrates. Plus, it's effective. I don't have to smoke it all day long. It's better on my COPD, which I inflicted myself. But he was saying that the benefits are so great in vaporization. So I believe in concentrates, and I believe in whole plant extracts, and I believe in all the stuff that we're learning about, the safety of that. We don't test for contaminants in medical here. The private grower can't test, but a dispensary in retail has to test and make those tests available to your public. Because, so why is that different? See, I could get boo-boo pot on the medical side, but not on the retail side, and I've encountered that.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
An issue for me as a patient, because I've seen some cannabis that should be tested from dispensaries, and as a patient growing my own, because I can't really afford to go to dispensaries, I'd like to have my own tested as well to see what the percentages between THC and CBD are and the plants that claim to have the certain percentages.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to not allow private citizens to be able to get their marijuana tested, whether it's rec or medical. I should be able to. That's a service that is valuable for public health.
And they don't test for contaminants, only THC usually, THCA, or maybe a little, you'll get a CBD test, never a CBN or a CBG, which is what I've learned by being here. Danny Danko the other day asked me in the chat, or in a private message, hey, what strain do you smoke for your glaucoma? Because he saw me post something on LV and Sharon stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, there is no such strain that has high CBDs right now. It comes from juicing baby cannabis. And so you have a warehouse of babies that you juice and then kill. And
there actually is a handful of high CBD strains now.
Well, I know, but we don't test for that or advertise it or make it available because
we'll
I
have to bring
everybody.
More of that up into the second hour because we're up at the top of the hour here, you guys. But want to thank Reefer Rob for having us out here in Idaho Springs. Live with Reefer for joining us. Wiz Khalifa has been sitting back taking photos. We're going to take this conversation into the next hour, so stay tuned for Toker Talk Radio. If you've got questions, bring them up on the chat room. John Thomas says you need to do another show. And
in the works, Johnny boy.
So we'll be back right after the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. For everyone here in Idaho Springs, Colorado, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
We love you.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.